Sarah Atchison texts with the best of them.
I always look down at my phone.
But looking down at her smartphone often for hours at a time left the 14-year-old with a pain in her neck.
It was mostly just achy and it made it really hard to concentrate.
It's called text neck.
Text neck is where the proper curve in the cervical spine actually gets reduced and can even move forward.
Drew Mariani is plugged in.
Plugged in on Relevant Radio.
All right, welcome. 26 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's talk about this this problem that is on the rise. Text neck. We'll get into that also a little bit later in the hour. If you've engaged on internet porn, if you've looked at it in the past year, your name and where you went may go public. Stay with me. I'll fill you in on that coming up in just a few moments. But boy, I heard a story over the weekend here. I was watching this and I'll make an open confession. I'm a techophobe. I love my computers. I love my smartphones. And, you know, I am always looking at something electronic. I sit in front of a computer screen here for 3 hours. I got a microphone, a couple computer screens, you know. My cell phone is always going off. My laptop is open as I'm doing show prep. I mean, I'm constantly looking. And I saw this article, and I'm hoping it doesn't affect adults. We're hearing that this is a problem that may affect the young. Yeah, and it's called text neck. And wherever there seems to be new technology that we develop, there always seems to be some sort of unwanted side effect, isn't it? You know, it's kind of weird that with phones, we're getting physical effects now that you won't like a text neck. There's an Australian chiropractor, and he's produced some side-by-side x-rays of teenagers. And in fact, I should post this on my Facebook page so you can see these photos. Jake, I don't know if I put that up there or not, but you can see their spines. You know, there's photos of them bending over their phones, and he shows them next to the normal spine, and it's amazing. There's a 16-year-old that's actually developing a hunchback because of how much texting that this girl's doing. And you got to wonder how many other people are being affected by it as well. And look, they're saying that kids as young as seven, are now beginning to develop a curvature of the neck. And it's serious. And this also has other effects. It's not just on the spine, but it can affect everything from depression, amongst other things. But it is on the rise. Jake's telling me that that article is there. You want to see this article on text neck? Go to Relevant Radio. Go to Facebook.com, keyword the Drew Mariani Show. I put it up. You can see the x-rays, and you can read the story for yourself. But joining me today to fill us in on the danger of this, how we protect our kids, and you know what the inherent problems are of this, you know, overwhelming media consumption that I know so many of us are constantly involved in, is Dr. Alan Unruh. He is a nationally known speaker and author, a former U.S. congressional candidate, a frequent guest on radio and TV, and he's also a chiropractor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You can check his website out. He's got tons of articles and information on this at alanunruh.com. That's Alan with an E, and the last name's Unruh. It's alanunruh.com. Doctor, good to have you here. Good afternoon.
Good to be here.
This does not sound very appealing. Text neck. It's hard to say that three times fast, too. What's happening with it? What's going on here? What are we seeing?
Well, it's an epidemic that's sweeping the country. When you stop and think about the fact that the cervical spine, there's 65 muscles, 60 different ligaments connecting 35 joints, and there's 4 billion nerve impulses coming out of the brain every second with 4,600 miles of nerves firing 300 miles an hour. Now, the human head weighs 8 to 12 pounds, depending on the person. And so when you reverse the curve of the neck, looking down all day for hours and hours and hours, that repetitive microtrauma, microstress to the cervical spine, causes tension in the suboccipital muscles, the greater occipital nerve. Look how many millions of people have headaches, and they start to get numbness down the arms, numbness and poor circulation into the upper extremities. And not only that, but 3.5 million people are in auto accidents every year, and that type of trauma causes damage to ligaments and joint capsules and muscles and nerves and discs. And so when you take a person who's been in an accident of any kind, and then they're working at a computer sitting at the desk all the time, tens of millions of people sit on the job all day long every day. And so it's a major epidemic. And the worst thing they can do is live on ibuprofen and anti-inflammatory and these pain-killing drugs, because the biggest cause of kidney transplant and kidney dialysis is ibuprofen.
Oh, no.
The second biggest killer in America is drug reactions.
Wow, that's
so a... this is an important phenomenon that people need to understand. There's a specialized procedure we used with the Cox distraction instrument. Mm-hmm. It's a table with a lay on, and the headpiece of the table moves every direction. So when we're manipulating the spine, we can stretch the neck while we hit trigger points and acupuncture points, mm-hmm. and move the spine sideways in a pain-free range of motion. We can, while we're distracting the cervical discs, we can manipulate all the muscle tension. And then we go to the upper thoracic spine, and we can manipulate the tension out of those muscles while we're stretching the spine. And it feels just phenomenal.
It sounds great. Doctor, let me ask you, though, about parents who've got children right now. You want your kids safe, they give them cell phones. You know, kids are being entertained now on their iPads. In fact, schools are now asking that kids come with computers or with iPads. A lot of schools are beginning to do that. How do you prevent your child from beginning to have this deformation, if you will, of the spine, either having a hunchback or this curvature, this text neck that is now being manifest? Are there exercises or things that people can do? How do we make people aware of it? Because we're just now beginning to realize that this is becoming an increasing problem.
Well, I mean, not only that, carpal tunnel, even in young people, because they're texting 5,000 times a week.
Right.
I mean, I just saw a Facebook of 25 kids watching a football game, and everyone was on their phone nonstop. They didn't even know what happened in the game, you know, because they're constantly selfieing and texting each other and not knowing how to communicate. Yeah. There are neck exercises, shrugging the shoulders and holding to the count of eight, raising your arms in a 90-degree angle and trying to touch your elbows behind your back, stretching it, hold it to the count of eight, and trying to touch your ear to the shoulder and hold it to the count of eight on each side, flexing your head forward as far as you can, and then looking up, extending your head all the way back and looking up, holding those positions. It stretches tension out of muscles.
Yeah.
Just simple exercises, not rolling your head, though, that 'cause your joints were not meant to do that. But that, and then periodic chiropractic care. If they get to the point where they've got headaches, mm-hmm. the last thing they should be doing is taking drugs.
Yeah.
And then they should watch their posture. If they're sitting looking down all the time, if you're at a computer, your head should be 90 degrees from the screen.
Yeah.
But if you're looking down or always looking down to one side while you're typing and on the airplane, everybody's looking down at their cell phones nonstop. It's becoming an epidemic.
Let me ask you about the other side effects. Okay, so we've got this orthopedic problem. You know, we got the physical deformation of the spine, the muscles, everything, the skeletal issues that are problematic. Can that lead to depression, to anxiety disorders, to other things? And one of the articles I think I was reading is saying that they're also seeing kids now with more depression than ever. Can these two be linked?
Absolutely. Well, here's the disease of our age is FOMO, fear of missing out. I might miss out on a Facebook, a YouTube, a Twitter. Or I might miss out on something. So it's becoming a habit. And Postman wrote a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And we're becoming a nation, constant distraction. We don't have a philosophy of life that makes an ounce of sense. Kids don't have any purpose to life. Constant entertainment. I mean, we got every kind of music, every kind of DVD, satellite radio, satellite television, and all the thousands of different types of forms of entertainment is constant entertainment. And so if they're not looking at the right things, and like 70% of internet use mm-hmm. is porn, or some types of somebody trying to lure, making billions of dollars off young people, Hollywood and how they glamorize a different worldview than what parents want their kids to learn, it's becoming a major problem. I mean, when I was a kid, the only bad thing on TV was a reception. That was kind of snowy.
Yeah.
But nowadays yeah. there's a million things so people need to use a lot of discernment.
Right.
They got to be cautious in what they allow their kids to do and how much time they spend.
Let me ask you.
You know, go ahead.
Let me ask you, too, because I only have a couple moments with you here, too. It's kind of self-indulgent of me, but outside of the technology, and I know that's a real problem, and we're going to be hearing more of that and seeing more of that, What about sleep and what about beds? You know, what is the best way for a person to sleep? Is it on their back, their stomach, their side, with pillows, without? And how does that affect this whole problem?
Well, they should sleep on their side, actually, is the best, or on their back, never on their stomach.
Really?
And they've got cervical contour pillows now and different types of pillows that support the neck so they can custom make it. They've got water design pillows that you can make. You can basically customize how it fits your neck. But yeah, Laying on your side is the best.
And is a firmer bed better for you or a softer bed?
Something moderate firm. Moderate firm is the best.
So these Tempur-Pedics that you sink into aren't the greatest?
Yeah, see, if your back sags all night, your back needs support. So you wake up with a backache, and you wake up with stiffness in the neck. Whenever a muscle's fatigued, it goes into spasm, reflex spasm.
Yeah.
And so you need support for the spine.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I was struck by something you said. You said, hey, you do these exercises where you push your ear to your shoulder and, you know, you touch your elbows together. You know, when you're a baby, you're like Jell-O. I mean, you can lay your head down on your chest and you can lay it on your side. And, I mean, it's like nothing. But today, as an adult, we're stiff. Should I, as an adult male, be able to take my left ear and touch my left shoulder or my right ear and touch my right shoulder?
Well, what I say, bend your ear towards your shoulder and hold it to the count of eight. Hold it till you feel it pulling, but not against pain. Just hold that stretch for a while, and then it relaxes the spasm and relaxes any muscle tension that accumulates. Because with 65 muscles, anytime a muscle gets tired, it starts to tighten up.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we get stiffer. And as joints get stiff and tight, that's when they degenerate, deteriorate, and dehydrate. That's why keeping mobility in the joints of the spine is a critical factor in people's health. I used to say if everyone went to a chiropractor once a month, we could cut our health costs in half.
There's a lot of people, doctor, who don't believe in chiropractics.
Well, see, it's not that they don't believe in it, because it's not a religion.
You're right.
See, man is the only creature God created that's a biped. All other creatures crawl or walk on all fours.
Right.
But we stand erect. We're created in the image of God Almighty. But because of that, 90% of the people are going to have chronic biomechanic problems in their spine, because we slouch in the couch too much, we bend, stoop, twist, lift, we have injuries. God, in all his wisdom, said, don't worry, I'm going to send some chiropractors down there to take care of you. See? it's fundamental law of physics, structure governs function. And then there's a law of biogenesis. Mm-hmm. Life only comes from life.
Yeah.
In other words, we release the life energy the body was made with. It doesn't come from a bunch of chemicals people put together in a test tube to cover the symptom up.
Right. Well, doctor, I got to leave it there because I've got to change gears, but we'll have to have you back to talk more about it. Your website, if people want more info on this story, on TechSnack or any other issue, is alanonru.com. That's www.alenunruh.com. alanonru.com. Hey, doctor, thank you for your time today. Great conversation. I found it fascinating.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dr. Alan Unruh, folks, it's 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Fortunately, like I said, time is my enemy. I've got so much to share with you today. Following up on this story, there was another one that came across the radar. This dealing with internet porn. If you've watched it online this year, there is a U.S. blogger that is warning you should be prepared for your browsing history and your name to be made public for the world to see. It'd be uncomfortable for some people at work. Think about your jobs. Think about your pastors. Think about those who could be exposed. Let me tell you what's going on here. I'll do that when I return.